Greetings, this is Carl, and you are listening to Behavior Gap Radio. I was at a conference recently, and I was watching someone present, and it started to go sideways. It was clear, it became evident that this was not going as they had prepared and planned and hoped. In fact, it became clear that I was watching in real time. I was watching someone fail. And I noticed how I was feeling about this person. I noticed that I was cheering for them, right? I noticed that I was feeling empathy. Well, clearly, because I had been there before as well. But I was noticing that I was also admiring, feeling sort of admiration for the courage that they had to try and the courage that they had to sort of persevere, even though it wasn't going as they had hoped. And I found it really fascinating that I was watching someone fail by most definitions, and I'm sure by their own definition, I was watching them fail. And here I was feeling empathy, admiration, courage. And then I compared that to how I treat myself when I fail, when something I'm doing goes sideways, and even beyond going sideways, it just flat out fails, right? Because that happens. And when I fail, the feelings I have about myself are, you know, that was stupid. I can't believe you did that. You know, and I remember it forever and I just keep punishing myself. Isn't that fascinating? When we watch someone else fail, we have feelings of admiration and courage and empathy. And when we see ourselves fail, you know, we just punish ourselves and beat ourselves up. And I just wonder if, at least for me, there was a lesson in that. That maybe I can extend myself the same grace that I extend to others when they try. Right? Maybe that would be helpful. It's interesting to me, too, that I tried to think back at other times that I'd seen people fail, and I couldn't come up with many. Now, I know I've watched lots of people fail, but I couldn't really remember any. And that's another sort of manifestation of this grace we seem to extend to everybody else when they try something that fails. But I could remember, I could make you a long list of things I've tried that have failed. Right? So I'm just thinking that it might be helpful to extend ourselves the same grace we extend others, at least when we're trying creative endeavors. I'd love your thoughts on this. How do you treat yourself? What tricks or tips do you have for treating yourself kindly when you try something and fail? Right, send them to me, hello@behaviorgap.com. That's hello@behaviorgap.com.